executive session.
Okay, I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to come out of executive session. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Andre. We need a roll call vote to come out?
Yes.
Yeah, roll call vote.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
All right, we can move on with our meeting. Thanks for your patience. Under Public Works Committee, I'll read the update real quick. Total rainfall for September, we had 2 rain events for 0.6 inches. Of course, no drainage problems with that little rain. Several catch basins were repaired around town. No SCADA alarms during September. We had 1 out-of-compliance test result at our sewer treatment facility. We installed a radar device on our Brule Oaks lift station. It's working really well. Hopefully we can start adding them to the other stations. We cleaned and brought to grade 362 feet of roadside ditches on Venzu, Eileen, and North LeBove. We cleaned and brought to grade approximately 1,080 feet of off-road drainage ditches. So we're working on our drainage issues. We cleaned out multiple culverts on Venzu and North LeBove. I think we're going to continue our work on that next week, weather approving. Republic Roadside debris pickup is scheduled for October 14th, which is this week. And our extra monthly pickup is October 25th. With that, Rusty, I am meeting with Brian Willis tomorrow at 1 o'clock from Pelican, so I'll have your number next time. That's it for Public Works. Anybody else have anything? All right, planning and zoning. Planning and zoning minutes from September 25th. We didn't have anything, so there's no quorum. Status update on the residents at Gwynn Street. You want to come up and give us a quick status update, sir?
I'm Greg Sanders at 441 Gwynn. We just need 18 more sheets, man. We are finished with the sheet rocking and ready to tape and mud.
All right, so you... How many sheets you think you put in since last time? Any idea?
How tall is a stack like this from the
floor? Okay, about that stack?
Yeah.
How many more pictures you got? Just those two?
No, I had a fleet of them, but I don't know how much
went. Just put a couple on there?
You're almost done. Like I said, we just, I talked to him today, 18 more sheets. That wall right there is, that's a older picture. That wall is already sheet rocked in.
Okay. All right. I like the idea. Do y'all want to reschedule him for another 3 months? Come back? Is that we normally do time 3 months?
Yep. Let me see. That would be January the 13th.
Okay. Let's put them on that meeting. If y'all are okay with that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
Hopefully you can get it moving by then and be almost done. We can get you off of this list.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move to Finance Committee. In your package, we have our finance numbers and our budget numbers. It's still early in the budget year, but we're looking pretty good. While we're on budget, I'll just let you in on a little information we got from our auditor. Our standard operating procedures, we're cleared on all of them. So I think it's $5,000 that we had put in the budget for that amount since we did so well on our audit. I think that number is only going to be $2,500, so we saved some money on that piece of the audit. Now, the big audit is still going to be that, I think, what was it, Blaine 12 or whatever that was. But I think we'll save about $2,500 for being compliant. I'm kind of happy about that. That makes me really happy. So, we forgot to amend the agenda, huh? Can I amend the agenda halfway through?
Had the agenda whenever
we're on recreation. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to amend the agenda to consider the proposal for the master plan for a piece of property on the River Road. Do I have a motion to amend the agenda to add that?
Moved
by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any more comments from the council? We roll call for amending, hon.
Yep.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Okay, we had a Thank you. We had a meeting today with Anatole, myself, Ms. Bourgeois, our little committee that we put together to work on Brule Park. I handed out two proposals, one from, let's see, what's the name of this company?
Duplantis.
Is it Duplantis? Yeah. DDG, Duplantis Design Group. Their cost for the master plan was $27,500. And then we got a proposal from Tipton & Associates, around $12,500. If you look at their proposal, it's $12,000 for the master plan, and probably an additional $400 in expenses is what he suggested we budget. The committee suggested we go with Tipton & Associates with the $12,400, get the master plan started on a little park. This is only for the master plan. It's gonna plan out. We'll have drawings, what it's going to look like. We're going to start off with, you know, a preliminary meeting, discuss kind of what we want with our little committee, and then we'll let him go and then we'll make a presentation to the council to accept the plan as is or go back with changes.
This will come out of money already,
but the money's in the budget already, yeah. And this is, I just wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page to go with Tipton Associates for the $12,400. And it does not have to go out for bid because it's less than amount and it's budgeted. So you guys okay? I don't think we need to vote on that, Tom. Any opposition to that? All right, good. I'll call Tipton tomorrow and we'll move forward with the plan there. Personnel committee? I don't think we have anything. Police committee?
I got a couple.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay. For the last 3 years, the police department done the Relay for Life and the celebrity waiter thing. Want to give a certificate of appreciation to Ms. Martha Mitchell and Amanda Southon. They worked tirelessly the last 3 years to make an effort. We'd raised about $60,000 over the last 3 years. So I just wanted to show their appreciation towards them. I mean, they really, really worked hard. So,
come on up.
Come on up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
I can give you a kiss. I work
with
your husband.
You got your camera,
Blaine?
Take a pic?
Take a picture
with you. Yeah. We don't want to go home now. Yeah.
Take a picture.
Thank y'all. What was that number, 60,000?
Yeah.
That's incredible for cancer research. That's a fun event. If you ever get a chance to go and donate, it's a fun event and it goes to a great cause. Thank y'all for your help with that.
All right, come on, Daniel.
What?
Give
it to Danielle, sir.
Okay, 18, 19.
Everybody knows Danielle.
All right, for 2018-2019 Employee of the Year, Danielle Mitchell. She's known first one here in the morning, last one to leave. I mean, finest employee probably in the parish. I can honestly say that. She's another one. Helped out with the Relay for Life, everything. Anything she can do for the community, she does it. She still even helps people at the bank when they have a problem with issue at the car. So I can't never show enough appreciation to her for the job she does. So this police officer, employee of the year.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you.
Good job.
Danielle knows. The word no is not in her vocabulary, I can promise you. She will do anything you ask her.
Volunteer.
All right, anything else, Chief? All right. Governmental Affairs, we'd like to set trick-or-treat times, same as the parish, October 31st from 5:30 to 7:30. Anybody have any opposition to that? We don't need to vote on that. We need to vote on it? Okay. All right, do I have a motion to set trick-or-treat times 5:30 to 7:30?
Why not?
All right, Shane Andre, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. No vetoed ordinances, hearing and final action, I don't think we have any. Introduction of ordinances, there's three on the list. I guess we can probably talk about them all as a group since I just want to mention a few things. But we'll go ahead and introduce them first. Can we do that and talk about all three of them together?
You can talk about them.
We're not going to take any action.
Yeah.
But you need to introduce them.
I'd like someone to introduce ordinance for council member salaries for 2021-2025. We have to set the salaries for all elected officials 1 year before the before the election. So these ordinances are setting those salaries for the next elected officials, chief, mayor, and council members. So do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance for council member salary for 2021 through 2025?
Motion, just somebody.
Okay. Terry Reshore introduces that. Do I have someone that will introduce ordinance for mayor salary for 2021-2025 term? Mr. Andre, and ordinance for police chief salary for 21-2025 term? Ms. Bourgeois. With that said, I'm going to be gone. I passed out some information to you guys about where we stand and what everybody makes now and what I talked to a few people individually. And in your spreadsheet, I have just kind of a recommendation. I think council members probably need another $100 a month. And I think we talked about the chief getting a raise. I met with some people. 4,000 kind of seemed to be the number. Mayor salary. A couple people said the mayor needs to make at least what the chief makes. My personal opinion is the mayor's salary is good. I'm going to run for mayor, and I'm totally comfortable with that if I win. So I'm not going to be here. I just wanted to kind of give you my idea. That's kind of the way I feel about it.
Are you comfortable with it if you don't win?
If I don't win, I'm totally comfortable with it.
If I win, I'm comfortable with it.
The $50,000 is good. It's good for whoever the next mayor may be, right? So anyway, that's kind of my feeling on it. I just want to give you my opinion. I'll be in contact with you guys by phone while I'm gone. I'll be gone that week when we vote on that. So if you have anything that you want to get to the council members, you can email it to me. You can call me individually. I can put another spreadsheet together to send out to where everybody can kind of have ideas and that kind of thing. So be ready to vote on that next, discuss that next committee and vote in the next regular meeting.
A good source of information. I did a little, I just got some numbers, looked up about 15 to 20 towns. They have a population of about 2,250 up to about 4,000. But those audits that we get every year, that's the easiest place to really go online and find that stuff because it's not listed with the LMA. So I would just, LMA will give you a list of the towns and you type in, really, financial reports 2018, and that audit comes up. And you go in there and there's a section, compensation of elected officials, and kind of, it'll break it down for you. So that was the easiest place I found to find it. Now, it's a little time consuming if you want to look at some of that stuff, but it's well worth looking at, and it's all over the map on the numbers. You know, bigger towns, it's like nothing, and you can really see a trend of the very, very rural versus the ones along the river that has a lot of industry supporting the areas.
Can you share that with all the members?
I sent it to Scott.
I'll forward it to you.
And I didn't know the years that the council members, they got raises. When I got on here, it was 250, then it went to 4, then it went to 6 that it is. And that's since about 98, so right. Three times. Chief and Mass kind of fluctuated because this was always the most awkward meeting of the year, especially when I first got on, because you know, everybody was intending to run again. You're trying to set money that you're going to make, and you just didn't feel right. And finally, we said, hey, let's make this an ordinance where every 4 years we set it regardless. It's just that one meeting. And so the chief's numbers have gone up and down. Call allowance, no call. Same with the mayor. Personally, I think they both manage an equal number of employees, and they both deal with trying issues, although different in nature, but them being about the same, I'm very comfortable with. And
the way it's set now, just for I know there was some confusion. The mayor does not get a car allowance.
Right.
So there was some confusion about that. The chief does, but the mayor position does not.
Going that route before, like I said, it's been those two positions been all over the place. We about every other term, we get about a $200 to $250
a month. $250 to $440 a month. All right, I just want to give y'all my feeling on that. If y'all have anything to say or touch, I'll be around.
Looking at them, I think that if the council's going to get a raise, the chief's going to get a raise. I think the mayor's position needs a small raise also. Just my feeling. I don't, you know.
Yeah, so next committee meeting, just be prepared to, you know, set the ordinance with the numbers so you can vote on the following meeting.
And I'll let me see. If you can send them what I sent, I'll look it up and try to find it. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew y'all were meeting with that group.
See, keep in mind, this is not a compounded increase like the private sector normally gets 2%. So next year, if you get another 2%, it's 1.2, you know.
It's over 4 years.
This is set the same simple percentage for all four years.
Right. So it's just set for the four years.
Yeah, this sets it for each of the next 4 years.
Yeah, the same for every year in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Some months feel like it'll be nothing, and some months feel like it'll be $100,000.
You got it, buddy.
I'm going to tell you now.
Any other comments?
Riding that roller coaster. The issues you got
there. Fine? Okay. Resolutions, I don't know of any. Police department?
Chief's never before.
Yeah. You can wear a tie,
get my money worth here. Right. September 2019, with 12 alarms, 5 public assists, 2 violations of a protective order, 3 harassing phone calls, 10 miscellaneous complaints, 6 disturbances, assisted 1 other agency, 9 no insurance tows, 9 crash reports, 2 criminal damaged properties, 1 burglary, 1 unlock, 2 traffic complaints, 1 authorized use, 1 fire, 6 thefts, 1 battery, 5 medicals, 10 truancies, 1 contributing to delinquency of a juvenile, 4 physical inspections, 1 drug arrest. We had 93 total complaints, 222 total citations with 268 violations. All of the thefts was solved, property was returned. And we had $300 cash taken from one of the teachers at the school. That's the only one we're still working on. So we're doing good.
I want to thank you for call the other day.
Which one?
Situation that blew down from my house.
Oh, it wasn't no problem. Yeah. I was.
Once I hung up with you, I got like 10 phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem.
He's letting me know. I can let him know.
I figured you'd be the best one to call. I was right 2 hours down. You knew your neighbors better than I did, so no problem. I'm glad that was resolved without conflict.
And no insurance tows have come way down. Based
yes, sir.
There were around 40 per month at one time, not too long ago. So either people are getting the insurance or they're getting aware that the car's going to be towed.
It was Jason. As Jason works throughout, he flexes his time, spends at school, doing home visits. So whenever he's not at school, he goes out and flex and fixes and hours work out. So the more he's on the highway, the more of those y'all are going to see. At the beginning of the school year like that, he's starting to do home visits, and now we're doing his truancy. So the numbers are going to be way down with stuff like that. But that's kind of like it takes more time to do running the license plate and checking that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so the reason I thought
to see somebody driving crazy, that's real easy to do.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Thanks.
Y'all take care.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, Mayor's report. Mr. Benoit talked to Tom. We're going to have letters probably going out by the end of the week. So we're working on some derelict buildings in town. Mr. Benoit asked me about them, a couple specific on Anita Street. So if the word gets out, if people are complaining about letters, we're going to start sending letters. So that should be happening at the end of the week. I talked to Shane right before the meeting, and we're going to meet tomorrow on it. I'm going to be out of town next week. Town's in good hands with Miss B. So if we need checks or anything signed, If you got a big complaint, call Miss B and I'll be back. This kind of falls under remarks of personal privilege, but congrats to Mr. Kershaw for winning parish council in the last election. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody? Ms. Dolan?
I think late 2020 is what they're shooting for. Since they moved the sidewalk to the levee side of the road, it added some other clearances that they have to get with DOTD and the levee board. So it's kind of pushed it back a little bit. But it's still on pace to come to St. Francis Street. It'll be on, I think, I'm not going to say because I think it's all on the south side, but I'm not 100% sure. But that's kind of slowed it up a little bit to put it on the other side. But everybody agreed that that would be the better spot to put it, as opposed to trying to work through the church and that apartment real close to the river road. So I'm thinking it's going to go out late 2020 as opposed to early 2020 is what Kevin told me at the parish. So. Yes, sir?
They got cameras set up on the poles. Are they in service?
Yes, sir. Are they back and working? Do we ever get them fixed? Yeah. They went out last week for a little while, but yeah, they're working.
Where are they located? Just on the
phone? There's two at Main Street and St. Francis on the River Road, on the highway at Main Street and St. Francis, and on North LeBove at Main Street. Right. And one somewhere is midway.
They got two on the west side of Francis.
Yeah, they face different directions.
Right.
So we can get the whole 180 degree turn. So it's not one camera. It's like there might be three, but they're facing two different ways, or three different ways. But yeah, they're in operation. They've been in operation, what, Blaine? 4 months, maybe? And they work. Yeah, Danielle knows, right? Anybody else?
Yeah, the trash receptacles that we received from the grant with Keep Louisiana Beautiful have been placed along the trail on the levee. So hopefully people can...
I just got a question. Did we get any complaints about a black bear on West Main?
The word's out, but we hadn't got a complaint per se. But there was a report of somebody seeing a black bear on West Main. But I don't know. It was dark, and they said they saw it. That's all I know.
The camera didn't catch it.
We actually kind of looked on the camera to see if something popped up there, but we didn't see it.
She wanted to live.
Yep.
Take all your stuff.
Better roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
they good.
Just take pictures and wave to them.
Yep.
That bald eagle, they good.
If we hear any more about the black bear, I'll let you know.
Soon as I my yard is eating, talking to the South Park. Drinking a beer.
All right, under announcements, we got Landmark and Heritage Meeting Monday, October 21st at 6:30. Veterans Day Breakfast here at the Town Hall, November 11th at 8:30 a.m. Since Dow donated the money for our bikes, we're going to have a bike share kickoff with Dow. It's not going to be like a big Live at the Five event, but it's going to be a nice event. Dow will be there. I think we'll have stuff for kids to do, maybe some face paint, and we're kind of still working on it with Dow. Dow's going to come out and do the whole thing for us.
It's going to be at the park.
Yeah, it's going to be at the park, and it's going to kind of promote our bike share program. That's what they want to do. They want to help promote our bike share program. So,
coming up on people using the bikes?
Oh, we have some stats. Do you have a number? I hadn't looked at them lately.
At least five a day.
About five a day? Yeah. I see them riding periodically. I mean, I don't know about the back in the park, but I know on the levee I see them a good bit. You have to download an app on your phone, and then you unlock the bike from the app on your phone, and it connects with the bike, and it unlocks, and it charges you $2 an hour.
Yeah, all of it's on our website on the front page.
Yeah.
No smartphone, no bike.
No smartphone, it's tough to ride. Yeah. But I would encourage everybody to try to come to that day. There may be some free giveaways. We don't know. We're working with the bike share company to give us some stuff. So we're trying to make it a big event. It's not going to be a Live After Five, 500 people, but we want it to be a big event. Bring the kids, and we're going to stress bike safety, bike helmets, that kind of thing. So. Yeah.
That don't work either.
Borrow Charles' phone.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
I'll go ride with you, and we'll let you use my phone if you want to go ride.
I got a bike.
All right, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
I'm out of giving away.
I think we are.